Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Gamertag Radio. Oh, wow.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio retro episode here to celebrate the Gamertag Radio's 20th year anniversary. Thank you everyone for listening. This is a weekly episode that we're going to go back and listen to the most iconic episode of Gamertag Radio from the past two decades. You're not going to find this anywhere else. We're going to play some audio from back then. About us having debates, discussion, maybe an interview that was really iconic from back then, funny moments, or launch coverages like Xbox 360 launch. We could go back also from the early days of my pre-GTR days when I have also content during those days too, in the early 2000s. We're going to have a lot of content that we're going to be posting throughout the whole year to celebrate 20 years of GTR. So first of all, just want to say thank you for everybody celebrating with us. We're going to have surprises. We're going to have all kind of cool stuff here on the show. So make sure to go right now to gamertagradio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and make sure to go to your favorite podcast app, subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. If you like this type of content or maybe you guys have some requests of some old episodes, please let us know on our Discord channel or post a comment here below of this episode and let us know, is there anything that you would love to hear on the future episode of GTR? Let us know.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So for this episode, I'm going to play an audio that actually Paris was the one that requested this. He's like, hey, we should play this audio that was recorded way back in the days. This is from an episode called Press versus Community. The reason why this is a very important episode was, you know, at the time when this episode was released, there was a lot of discussions about, you know, companies inviting some of the content creators at the time, or just press, or maybe companies are now just focusing a lot on just working with press and not community. It was like a lot of things going on. Plus, a lot of the people were saying that the only reason why we were getting all these interviews and so on Gamertag Radio was because of Xbox, and that wasn't true. You know, it was always either me and the team. You know, the whole team will be, you know, contacting folks and so on. And also Paris at that time, he had his own podcast called Uncle Gamer. So this was before he was even part of GTR. So this was released back in August 10th of 2008. That was a very, very long time. We were here in Los Angeles for Missionaries, one of the Missionaries games, I think it was 2. And we decided to record a podcast with other content creators that we just want to hear their feedback about, you know, press versus community. And once the episode was out, the conversation was so big. Like, people were either agreeing or disagreeing. Like, the debate was really, really big. And it was a lot on social media at the time. We were using a lot of Twitter, and yeah, it was a great conversation. So fast forward, I remember listening to this a couple of days ago, and it's like, man, how things has changed. How now content creators always getting invited. Sometimes content creator gets more invites, more opportunities than even media sometimes. And it's like, it's crazy how things has changed so much throughout the past couple of years, man. So this audio again was back in 2008. So let me see, when is the, so that was This was recorded 17 years ago. So one person that was also part of the podcast, he was just there visiting because he also got invited to attend the event, was Ryan. He started working at the time with Marvel. I believe Paris said that this was when they started working on like the Avengers or Iron Man. I can't remember exactly with this. This was so long ago, but I think it is important for you guys to listen to this episode because it's one of those like iconic episodes. I think the conversations were really good. You get to hear young Paris, young Danny, you know, young me. I just want to hear your thoughts of this conversation overall. This is a very long audio. I believe it's an hour and 30 minutes or so. But check out the roundtable discussion. Let us know your thoughts and post like on either Discord under the comments below or social media. Let me know your thoughts about this conversation. So enjoy this GTR retro episode. There's going to be more coming up in the future. Let me know your thoughts. All right. So enjoy this old school episode of GTR. Until next time. Now we're tuned to the sounds of
Game Attack Radio. Game Attack.
All right, we're live over here in Palomar. That's the name of the hotel here in
Hotel Palomar.
But in Spanish is Palomar.
Yeah.
See, I'm talking my Spanish. For your non-speaking English. Spanish, Palomar. You know, I'll make it easier for you. All right, so we're live over here in LA, and I'm here with a couple of community members from the Xbox/gaming community. I have here Mr. Paris. What's going on, Paris, from Welcome Gamer, talking about games.
Hola.
Inside Xbox.
Not really.
Hey, why you always clowning me on that, man?
I'm just saying. Look, that's not inside
Trix
Xbox.
Trix told me to look at her, and that's what I did.
Okay.
Why you make fun of me?
No,
on
I'm
that?
Just saying. You were nervous. Say you were
nervous. I was nervous. I admit it.
Okay, there you go.
You look nervous. Sorry.
All right, and we also have Dick and Blade. What's going on, Dick and Blade?
Hey, what's up, Godfrey? What'd you call it? The hotel name?
Palomar.
We're here at that place. Yeah.
Yeah.
At that place, we're here. This place is vicious and stuff, and he doesn't like heroes.
Oh.
That's another story.
That's pretty disappointing. For a Remember One podcast? No, I'm disappointed with that. I'm sorry.
Especially Heroes on Xbox Live Marketplace, man. I mean.
You got Xbox Live Marketplace points to give me? It ain't free.
And also Trina from Gimme Angels. What's going on, Trina?
Hey, a little cold in here, actually.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Let me. Yeah. Go for it. Go for it. Let me put the AC a little, you know. I'll edit this.
Tell people about their robe, man.
Yeah, I guess
I'm not the Trina's like, oh my God, I'm getting cold. All right. So today we're going to have a little roundtable discussion about community versus press. That topic been coming up a lot for a while now, especially this year. So I don't know. Let's start with Paris. Paris, I know you have a lot of things to say. What's going on, man? What's in your in your mind right now?
I don't even know where to begin with it. Really, I mean, you know, I do Uncle Gamers talking about games, whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we started off as a community site. You know, I'm not arguing that at all, but. Mm-hmm. I do feel in the 2 years that I've been doing this that we've grown to something that's more than simply a community site, mm-hmm. but we're not yet. Obviously, we're not IGN. We're not 1UP. We're not any of that thing. We're not getting paid for it. But it's like, how do you define what we do? Because if you give us a title to cover, I feel that we cover it with the same professionalism that a paid website would do, like a Joystick or yeah. Kotaku.
Sometimes
or
even better too, in my opinion.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. You know, and I'm not trying to hate on a paid site. Hey, those cats get paid to do this,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. they get the ultimate respect from me. But I think part of the problem is where do we go from here? You know, because yeah. like we said, the game's changed. It is not like it was a year ago when we were doing this. It's changed, and you know, I do this for the love of it because I like to talk. You know that I like yeah. to talk all the time, and. I don't want to quit doing it, but, you know, if all of a sudden, if, let me put it this way, Microsoft, Sony, whoever, they still support us. It's not that we don't get support. We just simply don't get the same support that we got a year ago. But let's say, worst case, they stop supporting us altogether. Mm-hmm. Where does that leave us? Because like we were joking earlier, I can't afford all these damn games that are coming.
You know,
my pocket only goes so far. So I guess that's like the starting point. It's like, where's the community going to go? Where are we going to go as far as the community?
Deacon, what about you, man?
Well, I think it's something like, I think it's real simple, actually. I mean, community versus press. I mean, I think it's, you know, getting paid. You know what I'm saying? If you get paid, then they just say, okay, well, he's press or whatever. Because it's like Vicious was saying, I mean, it's not any disparity between your coverage as opposed to being a community site versus an IGN or a GameStop. You put up videos just like they do. You put up a review just like they did with the score system, you know, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. You've got millions of people coming to your site. They've got millions of people, maybe more millions. But, I mean, it's all the same thing. And I think that from a Microsoft standpoint, it's like you getting paid. I mean, you're not getting paid to do this, whereas IGN is. Because, I mean, just bottom line, we're all doing the same stuff, covering events. We're here at EA right now. I mean, IGN's not even here. So what would make them different than us? I mean, because we do the same thing. I mean, this is an exclusive thing. We saw stuff today that they haven't seen. GameStop hasn't seen it. Well, none of these people. So, I mean.
But the sad part is that we can't talk about it at all until one of those major sites gets to see it and post it first than us.
They're getting paid, we're not.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's just really just a cut and dry part of it. They're getting paid by whomever they're getting paid by, and we're not. We do it for free. So we need to stop doing this for free.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Trina, you're pretty new in this. Like, what do you think about the whole press versus community?
I think it's a fine line. I think a lot of blogs, when they're only like one person and it's one person's thoughts, I think that's community. I think it's someone who's doing it for themselves and for readers. And, you know, I think what we have and what we're doing and going to events and stuff reporting, I think it's press. I think it's valid. I don't think, I think it's a shame we're not getting paid for it. But again, it's coming from a place where, you know, until we get paid, it's coming from a place of our heart and as a fan. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that doesn't change when you get paid or whatever. But I think we have a different approach, which is why people come to our site versus an IGN or something like that. You know, for me, the worst part of it is like I'll have news up before, you know, a big site does, but I don't have the ability. If there's a rumor, I won't put it up at all, even with the rumor stamp, because I'll email the place and be like, hey, can you talk about this or whatever, an aspect of this? And they'll go talk to a Kotaku or somebody before they will talk to me. Then I'll get an email at 5 p.m. that day, but Kotaku's already broke the rumor and countered it or whatever, the statement. And I'm like, you know, I wrote you at 8 a.m., dude. Like, yeah. You couldn't have gotten back to me with two words, yeah. You know, like, or no statement even, you know, like, which is typical. But so it's still so unfair balance. But I do believe, like, as press, if we're going to start to consider ourselves as press, we need to be a little bit more hard-hitting. We need to maybe grow up, too. And I think there's still too many community sites or blogs. To me, I have a problem with blogs, really, that are just kind of like, this is the best, yay, instead of like an in-depth analysis of like what something is. You know, graphics still seem to rule someone's mind on how a game is, and it's not about graphics anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the components of many that make up a game. And it's to me, it's the reviewers have lost a lot of credibility because of that.
Mm-hmm. And you were about to say something before?
Well, no, I mean, just kind of going on more what she's saying, talking about blogs, like, Let's call them fan sites, because that's really what it is. When yay, this game is great, this, that, and the other. Yeah. I'm going to use Microsoft as an example here, since like three of us here, we're like Microsoft MVPs, and you know, probably will be one day. You know, but
yeah,
I'm just using Microsoft as an example here. Microsoft has obviously shown us a lot of love. I don't think any of us can deny that.
Yeah.
We've all gotten that. But the big problem is you have too many fan sites. You have too many podcasts out there. The market has been way oversaturated from what it was, especially when you started. And even when I started, then you started. I mean, there's like 800, 1,000 websites out of there. So the problem becomes, if we're not press, and we got a special guest coming.
Yeah.
If we're not press,
no.
But we're really not just a fan site. We're kind of in the middle. What does a company like Microsoft do to justify giving us assets and maybe supporting us a little bit better than they would the typical fan site? And I think the problem right now is you look at a big corporation like Microsoft, they're looking at bottom line and they're saying, well, you're not press, then you're just a community site. And they can't favor one community site over another, because the problem that we're seeing in the community right now is, like, let's say, like, me and you, we're part of GamerCast Network, right? Mm-hmm. We have the stigma of maybe Microsoft favors us a little more than some other sites, mm-hmm. simply because a couple members of, like, the GamerScore blog came from us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it almost puts them in a bad situation of they have to purposely kind of not support us as much as maybe they would like to, because they like what we do, because they're going to get other sites blaming them for, hey, you're favoring them because, you know, that's your boys or that's your friends or whatever. So it's like, I don't even want that. Like, I, you know, I'm a part of Talking About Games. Nelson Rodriguez is a part of Talking About Games, mm-hmm. but he's in a unique position of, he can't support us.
He can't,
you know,
yeah.
he can't, because it's favoritism, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't want that. He doesn't want that. So, you know, we try and avoid that as much as possible. You know, obviously, Chris Palladino, in reality, you and him started GamerCast Network, if you really think about it. Yeah. You know, he can't show too much support towards that because he looks bad, mm-hmm. you know. So,
but it's hard. Like, we understand, but the people from the outside don't see it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll still say, like, nah, they're always getting all the hookups, all the interviews, and all the events.
And that's completely false. I mean, we really don't get anything more than anyone else does, honestly. You know, it's just perception. Perception says, oh, well, you guys are getting all this and you're getting that. Really, we're not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're here at an EA event. We probably get more support from EA than we do from Microsoft.
Yeah.
And this is, again, it's not hating on Microsoft. It's Microsoft is a company. They have bottom line. They look at us as one of 800. Mm-hmm. So your support is only going to be so much when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. And that's understandable and that's fair. But the problem is, you have a lot of Johnny come lately blogs, fan sites, whatever, that I think, I forget who said this earlier, but I had to laugh when they said it was like, the person was complaining, like, I've had my blog up for 2 months and I haven't gotten anything.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, come on.
I gotta get nervous about it.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
What,
you know?
What do I do, Deacon? Yeah. Dude, I don't know what you do. It's only been 2 months. Wait.
Deacon, like, we're boys. We're cool. We know each other for a long time.
Right.
I know you're not part of GamerCast Network, but do you see, from the outside, do you see that way too?
Well,
be honest, it's all good.
We had a conversation about that, I think, last year at PAX when the gamer picks and all that stuff came out. You know, and I told everybody, well, the way that they did it wasn't very good as far as, you know, how people are going to perceive it. I mean, if it was going to be something like that, they should have communicated it better than what they did. And I think that's why a lot of perception out there right now is that you guys get all this stuff because Microsoft doesn't want to come and say to the community, no, that's just not true. I mean, why not? It's just not true. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't say that, you leave it up to perception saying, okay, well, they get all these hookups. See, I know different because I know you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that doesn't know, let's just say different site that there. You know, one of our good friends from 360 Sync, you know, Decaying, he may think, well, you get the hookups. You're from Microsoft. Every time you get an interview, people think that Microsoft either had a hand in that. They hooked you up with a contact. And see, what a lot of, I was telling you earlier, not a lot of people don't know that you're actually doing this stuff way before GamerTag Radio. You know what I'm saying? Before you were MVP, YouTube, before you were MVP, you were doing all this stuff just like me before I was MVP. I was doing this stuff. So perception can be tackled, I think, with better communication. And that's from all the PR companies, Microsoft and stuff like that. So they left themselves up for that, man. Just to be completely honest with you, they left themselves open for the perception that, you know, you guys get all these hookups.
Yeah, and that's the problem now, because perception is reality. Yep. So
especially
to fix that,
so to fix that,
they pull away from everyone. You know,
and now that's when people are really complaining.
Yeah, and that's why you have so many people complaining. Well, Microsoft was doing that. And again, Microsoft is just an example right here, because Sony's just as guilty. Nintendo's just as guilty. EA's just as guilty. All of them are just as guilty. Yeah. We're just using Microsoft as an example. So they're saying, oh, well, Microsoft was doing this event last year, or you were giving these games away to community sites for contests and stuff. Now you're not doing that. Why? You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it puts you guys in a bad position too, because you're left having to defend something that you should never have to defend anyway.
Right.
You know, every time you get an interview, is it because of Microsoft? Is it because of hard work I did? You know what I'm saying? So it's a two-way street, man. They just need to communicate it better. You guys shouldn't be defending, you know, what you're doing with Upper Gamer Radio, what you do at Gamertag Radio. you shouldn't have to say, well, I did it on my own. Everybody should just
But you know that. You know what it is? Like, we tried so many times and it pops up over and over. Like, people, like, they still see it that way. Like, no, they're getting the hookup. They're helping them and they're not helping me. Like, and I'm pissed off and they start bringing up our names and it's like, and it sucks, man, you know? So Trina, you want to say something too? Oh, wait, shout out to Ryan. He's here from, he's from Marvel. What's going on?
What's up?
That's my leg.
Cool. And Trina, want to say something?
I was just going to say, it's like weird. I'm on this video game journals network that's like a Ning network or something. Mm-hmm. And I'll see literally every week some new guys on there, or girl, that's like, I just started a site. How can I get games? You know, or yeah. Why can't I get this? And I'm like, dude, for me, it's always been like, you got to go through your hazing first. Like, you got to work your butt off before you can expect press releases, even much less. You know, like, I always write them and go, hey, this is who I am. This is the site. This is our demo. You know, can I get on your press list? I never asked for games outright. Like, I would probably like kill any of my staff that ever did that. And it's just like earning their respect, showing that you're writing articles, showing that you've got people coming. It's always about numbers in the end. It's always about numbers. And the thing is like, people who might be accusing you of something don't realize how much work you've put on the back end. I mean, I've only been running the site for 2 years and it's a every day 12 hour, you know, it's like, it's your life, it's your baby, it's what you breathe, you know? And so I think people just saying that are really jealous who are looking for an easy way out, because I just think I've seen you guys in the room with Microsoft asking questions and you're not soft. You are hard hitting on them. And so it's like that those relationships that they may conjure up don't exist like that. And I think that's really sad. And I think that somehow the sites that are legitimate need to somehow figure out how to weed out the people that are to end that so that big companies can be like, okay, we trust you guys. And it's not like, oh, I just started a site, so I want games now. Mm-hmm. Thanks. You know?
But I mean, what motivates you to keep on going? You know what I'm saying? Like,
the love of it. Like, yeah. you're asking me this earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it as, I like to talk. I like video games. You know, I like to talk about them. I like to look at the business side of this whole industry and try and figure out a trend or whatever and get on the podcast, talk about it. You know, I do get enjoyment out of that. I get enjoyment out of getting emails from people that listen to us. And, you know, of course, you like the good ones. I love the ones that are bad. I love the ones where, like, you know, Paris, you're a moron. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Halo 5 is the greatest game of all time. Yeah. How are you going to disagree? Like coming out of E3, you know, like one of the best podcasts we ever did, because it was just honest. We were tired and it just, your truth comes out like that way. Yeah. Was when we were in the car.
We were arguing. E3, you know,
and we were arguing. We've gotten the most comments ever out of that, because I was speaking my mind, and basically I came out of that as being this Sony fanboy. So I mean, I'm still, no matter what, I
still think Microsoft took it.
And seeing, I disagree, you know what I'm saying? But because of that, it's like, you know, I'm still getting all this hate mail behind that, but I like it. You know, I mean, because I'll email them back joking. That's why I wear my red Sony vest with the logo on the back. You know, that's how I roll.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but that's good though. And that's what keeps me wanting to come back and do it, because it's like, obviously my opinion must matter because people take the time to actually get on the keyboard and email me or come on the sign up on the form. Like, you know, I was joking, we're going to dinner today. You know, I look on the form, dude signed up on the forums just to rip me because of what I said, you know,
yeah.
Like, not in a mean way. It was just that he disagreed with me and just could not understand why I thought the things that I do, but he's listening. And obviously he's getting something out of it because he wanted to let me know that he didn't agree with me. So that's why I still do it.
You need haters, man.
So yeah.
You need a hater. Yeah. Cat Williams, what was that? If you're not getting hate, you're not doing a good job,
if
man.
If you got one hater, you need to be trying to get two haters.
Yeah, exactly.
We know haters.
But what about you, D? Like, what keeps you going?
Well, I do it because it's fun. If it stops being fun for me to do, then I'm not going to do it anymore. I mean, because I really don't. A lot of people get caught up in this competition stuff. There's way too much competition going on anyway. See, I don't compete with anybody. I do what I do just because that's what I do. I'm at work. I have nothing else to do at work.
Yeah.
So most of the posts that I do during work hours. You know what I'm saying? I hope my boss listens to this shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it ever stops being fun, man, I mean, I just won't do it, man. I don't get caught up in, you know, my stats and stuff like that. If they want to throw numbers and stuff.
I didn't even look at my stats all day, man.
I mean, if you want to see some numbers, I'll show you some numbers. But that kind of stuff, you know, that's just like, yeah, that's cool. But
I think at first when you start a website, that's the first thing you look for. Like, oh, my God, let me see how I'm doing like today. And
yeah,
like you always, you know, always looking at your downloads or your hits, daily hits, you know. But after a while, it's like, I don't even care anymore. Like, I don't even care.
One of the best things about what we all do, what I do on my site and stuff like that, is we had a situation like a month or so ago about this little guy. You know, he had bought an Xbox 360.
Yeah, I heard about
it. He got stolen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So through the community and what I do, they got behind this whole thing we were doing. We raised some money, and this one guy donated like a Heroes signed Xbox 360. You know what I'm saying? So things like that, man, make me really happy about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It touches people. You know what I'm saying? They follow it. They're able to do stuff like this. So this little kid, man, I went to give this Xbox 360 to him. You should have saw this kid, man. He's like, you know what I mean? It's like, man, wow, that's really what it's all about. And if it ever stops being that way for me, I'll just be like, you know what? You get a page error when you get to unscripted, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But you know, like for some honesty here, you know, I put it on record so people can hear. You know, I've told you the story. I think I was just saying it earlier, too. I first started because I saw you and Chris on the video at the Lord of the Rings event. And I was like, man, I want to do this too. I want to go to events. I want to get games. That's what initially motivated me to get in there. That's just the honest truth. Yeah. But once I started doing it, I realized what the game was. I realized what the hustle was. And the hustle is what kind of strive me to get to where I am now, to get game. Because, dude, trust me, it is not about getting free games anymore.
It's not.
I got so much going on in my real life. I don't have time to sit there and play games. It's like, it's funny. If I do play a game, I'm playing it because I'm reviewing it for the site. Mm-hmm. The enjoyment of playing games has kind of faded away in a sense that I'm not.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not a bad thing because it's just I see the reality of what the industry is and I see how all this stuff works. That's my enjoyment now. So that's just a part of it. So it's no longer about, sure, I'm here at the Mercenaries event and all that. That's great. But, you know, I've been to so many events now. It doesn't, I appreciate it. I'm always going to appreciate it. I'm always thankful for going, but it's not the luster of that big wide-eyed kid. Like when I first went to that Crackdown event, I'm walking around just in awe. I could not believe I was there. But it's like now I come, you know, I'm there for like the social aspect, meeting you guys. You know, you see the game. I look at the game. I look at it from the business standpoint of, all right, let me see the game. What's good about it? What's bad about it? I'm going to go back on a podcast. I'm going to talk about it.
And you're doing that. You're doing that for your fans, man.
You're right. Doing that. And again, that all ties back into because I'm doing that. People listen to it. They're going to give me their feedback, say they like what I said or they say they don't like what I said. So like Deacon said, when it's no longer fun, when the hustle's no longer fun for me to do anymore, to go out there and chase, to get games, to get interviews and do that kind of stuff, then I'm not going to want to do it anymore. So, but, you know, that's where the Catch-22 comes in because, like you say, hey, you don't want to just be considered a community site, but I know I'm not a press site, but I don't want to give up certain aspects of the community because, like Deacon said, you know, it's a great thing when someone out there in the community needs help and you got a voice that people can listen to and you can make something happen.
And you can make a big change.
Yeah.
Big change, yeah.
And
yeah.
For the record, I do like free stuff.
Oh, but who doesn't?
Yeah, that's just reality. That's just reality.
I want to put that out there. You know, another cool thing about what we do is, you know, we get to meet cool people. I mean, not to call you out, Ryan, but I mean, I met Ryan from Marvel tonight. And that's another thing. I mean, I've met so many cool people from.
Yeah. I think that's the best part.
Yeah, that's really the best part. Like when I go to PAX, I don't go to PAX to cover it. I go to PAX just to hang out with you guys. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do it. But it's always good to meet cool people too. Man, I've met like tons of people from Gaia. Fucking Capcom, you know what I'm saying? Just people I would never have done, you know, just being at my house watching the internet. So, yeah, it's always good.
But yeah, and you know, and that's even another thing. Like you say, just meet certain people. Like I said, 2 years ago, I was just Paris the gamer. You know, you like to play Xbox or whatever. You know, you might see a
with no friends online.
Yeah, no friends online, whatever. But you know, I might see like a Jeff Keighley or whatever, like back when he was still on G4 doing that show, or, you know, I might listen to 1UP and, you know, hear Garnet and all those guys. And it's like, now I've actually, like, I've met these people. I've talked to them, you know, I text them or whatever, you know, like they actually respect my opinion. They know who I am. And that's still like a trip to me. Like even you, dude, I know as stupid as it may sound,
You always say this.
Yeah, I used to listen to Gamertag Radio.
He doesn't listen to it anymore. He's already sick.
I'm too big time. I'm too big time for
you. You listen to his show.
You listen to me now, right?
No, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you and Chris, when he was at dreamstation.cc, I used to put that on my iPod and would be at work listening to it, you know, and would be like amazed, like, oh man, this gaming thing. Wow, this is just, you know, this is so cool. And it's like, here I am now. You got a microphone in my face, and, you know, and I'm talking to you about it. So that kind of stuff still trips me out. And I love that. Like, even Deacon is like, Deacon, I listen, Deacon, that's a cool cat right there. Right? That's a cool brother, you know? And it's like, you know, and it all flips around and you get to meet those people. So to me, I still have that starstruck part of it where I may not show it, but in the back of my head, I'm like, man, this is kind of cool. you know? So I don't want to lose that. I definitely don't want to lose that. So I hope that
But you know what it is, man? Like, personally for me, like, I love this, man, but I get so stressed out, like, with the work. And then people that I know start, like, you know, talking. And it's like behind my back. You know what I'm saying? I take it personal. I'm going to do that. It's pretty hard to control. But it's hard, man, after a while, man, you know, because, like, I'm here, like, sweating, you know, working hard to try to get interviews and go to events with my own money.
Right.
You know, sometimes, of course, we go to, like, free events like this.
Right.
But after a while, it's like, damn, should I keep on doing this, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I think about that, man.
Is it different for you guys when you have, like, come in an open site? Like, my site kind of has a real core purpose. You know, I started the site because I had a game magazine tell me that they didn't want to hire women to write about games because of the hate mail they might get. And that day I was like, I'm starting Game Angels. Like, and we had 10 girls start up for write that day, you know, and I just have that whole thing of exposing what women think about games, you know, and we highlight women who work in the industry to try to encourage people to go in the industry. But your sites, does that get hard? Because for me, I always have that core, you know, versus do you guys have that kind of core where you're like, you always have something to go back to? As the passion of why am I doing this, other than my love for the gaming industry, you know?
Female fans for some reason.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Are we going to take a short break of the Gamertag Radio retro episode? But first, let's talk about our sponsor, Acorns. You know, every year we see people starting with a resolution. New Year resolutions on, like, working out, stuff like that. But only 8% of the people will stick with their resolution all year long. But here's the thing. With me, I'm going to stick with it. I want to learn about, make it easy for me to automatically invest. So there's an opportunity for my money to grow. And I discovered Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. To start with this, Acorns lets you invest with the spirit of money you got right now, or you can start with just $5 or even with a spare of change. The good thing about this is you don't need to have a ton of time. You can just create an Acorns account and start investing within just 5 minutes. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you could just give your money a chance to grow. I think this is very important for GTR listeners, you know, especially me. I'm getting older, so I want to learn more about these type of things of, like, start, you know, investing for the future and all that stuff. So I think this is a great way to start for you, Gamertag Radio listeners. Head over to acorns.com/GTR or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. So one more time, Gamertag Radio listeners, head over to acorns.com/GTR. Go to the description here of this episode. The link is there. Or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Just want to say thanks to Acorns for sponsoring this episode of Gamertag Radio. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/GTR.
This is Gamertag Radio.
Oh, you're the pimp now? That's it. Deacon's the pimp now, right?
Yeah. Dude, I have no idea why it is, man. But I get like tons of emails from like women gamers, man. You know what I'm saying? Talking about they listen to the show.
And the funny thing, he doesn't have that many pictures online. That's the funny thing.
I don't know what he got. The voice, man.
It's the voice.
Hey, you're listening to Deacon Blade, Unscripted 360.
Dude, they Chris, the velvet voice, man. All these girls got together and they started calling me that, man. So it's...
Yeah.
It's funny, man.
It's funny. When we started, I remember like... I started like since day one, I always... wanted like an urban / gaming podcast. Everybody trashing me. Oh, this guy's ghetto. He think he's hard. I'm like, yo, are you serious? I'm not even, come on. You know me. I'm not really like, you know, hardcore guy but I'm into hip hop. You know, it doesn't, right. You know, but the thing is for me, I wanted to get out of that circle. I wanted to do something totally different because I think that's the problem with blogger and podcast is like everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
If you're not doing something different, it's like it gets boring after a while. Like I always say this, like back in the days when hip hop, like in the early 80s, at the time, everybody was doing the same exact thing. So hip hop wasn't taking it to a next level until Run DMC came, Rakim and all these people. Like it changed hip hop. So I feel like that we should do the same thing with podcasts. You know, we got to like, take it to another level, got to be different, you know what I'm saying? So
everybody does a podcast, and that's the problem, man.
Yeah.
I try and tell people, you know what, you know, everybody doesn't have a voice to do a podcast. Everybody doesn't have, you know what I'm saying? Like I do my show Unscripted. I don't go into it with a plan or anything like that.
Straight up freestyle.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know what, this is what I do. And I've been doing that for such a long time. Nobody really believes that. But I'm like, dude, I just started talking, man, because it's something that I'm passionate about doing.
Yeah.
But not everybody has a voice. Like I was listening to one podcast. I'm not going to tell you, but I was invited to this podcast, man. And it's like for 2 hours we sat on the show, man. I'm just like, you can't be serious, man, that you're sitting here talking like this on the podcast. I was just like, so the gaming is coming out. I'm just like, I'm like, oh, bro, come man. On, man. You can't have people listening to stuff like this, man. It's going to kill people, man. You know what I mean? You're going to mass suicide, this boring stuff. So, I mean, it has to be different, just like you're saying, man. Nobody can just be, you know, like I told you once before your intro to the Xbox Community Wars, you know what I'm saying? When your show comes on, it's different, man. It's just not somebody playing a piece of music. You got the cuts. The mixes and stuff like that. I don't know how you do that. The guy.
Nah, that's all. That's all my people.
But that's not. It's different. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. It's different,
it's
man. You know, when you hear that, you know you're listening to his show, man. Everybody's just not made to do it, but everybody does do it. So yeah.
it's like everybody's like a rapper.
I know, not good.
but see that goes garbage. Back to what I was saying. Yeah. You know, 2 years ago, I'm seeing you do it, and I decide, hey, I want to do that too. So it's just human nature for someone. Hey. I like what they're doing. Yeah. I want to do it too.
But I give them advice. I get happy when I get to see like, you know, up and coming podcasters and bloggers. They're trying to, you know, get their name out there. But is it a good thing when it's too many? That's the thing that I'm like,
a good thing.
That's I'm like, damn.
At some point it'll filter out because I know I spend like 2 hours outlining before every podcast and I do 2 podcasts a week. And you know, at some point, if you're not in it, for just for fun and you don't have an actual like good podcast, you'll just stop. I mean, I know a lot of people.
But Trina, like, let me ask you this. We've been doing this for a while. You've been doing this for like what, a year, I think?
Year and a half.
So how you got your name out there and now you're like going to events and like for those that they want to come up to and they want to start doing their like their own website and everything. How was it for you though, to get your name out there?
I got insanely lucky that I won a trip to E3 through Sony with my concept for Gaming Angels. Okay. So I took that trip to E3 and it was when it was huge spectacle. And I went around and gave every single PR person my, you know, my business card and was like telling about the concept of the site. So right off the bat, I had PR contacts before we started the site, which was really cool. Other than that, it's just being active, just getting out there, you know, meeting people. Yeah, you can't be shy. In my inner self, man, I see so shy. Sometimes I get shy, but
that brings up something from when we were at E3 last time. I remember that you said when we're at that luncheon, you were sitting right next to me. You know, me and this dude, we just talk. Yeah, I ain't gonna stop. I'm just gonna ask what I want to add. Yeah. And you're basically, you know, admitting that you were a little shy and that we were saying everything that you wanted to say, but you kind of, I don't want to say you got to be obnoxious, but you kind of.
You gotta get control. Like you gotta like grab the mic and it's like it's my turn.
Be intimidated. You know?
Like it's funny because the majority of the people that were there are from major sites.
Yeah,
And the ones that were asking the most was independent sites. Yeah. They were like writing down our questions and answers the whole time. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, they were.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we were doing their job. They're just chilling, you know, doing, you know, writing down everything that we were saying, you know.
Like I give you another example at that spring showcase, you know, because remember they break you up into groups or whatever, and you go around to the different people. I remember I'm sitting there with Itagaki with Ninja Gaiden 2, and I purposely like, you know, I don't want to talk because I always feel embarrassed. Like, man, you talk too much. Just shut up. Let other people talk. So I'm like purposely just wanted to do like this and not say nothing. I mean, you could hurt crickets. So I had to say, screw it. And next thing you know, I was asking so many questions to the point where if I didn't say something right away, a guy could look at me like, are you going to say something? Are you going to ask me something? You know, because I guess that's just my mentality. I can't help it. You know, it's like if I got a question, I'm going to ask. You know, I've always been that way.
The thing for me is that I read, like you said, you came from like listening to Godfrey. I read everybody's site. I grew up, you know, reading everyone's site. I listen to podcasts and stuff. So these are people in the blogger room that I read all their shit. And I'm like, oh my God, I like adore these people. And then like, I want to come up with something witty or a good question or, you know, like something, I don't want it fluff. Nobody wants to ask fluff. And so I always feel like, wow, what if I stutter or if I, and that keeps me from asking the question. You know, it's like, I want to ask a good question because I feel like it's like they judge your caliber based on you know.
I made many mistakes. I remember one time was an E305. I went to a party and I was drinking way too much. And I'm like, John Picaro from Microsoft. I'm like, John, come over here, man. I want to do an interview. I think I asked them the same questions 3 or 4 times. And he's like, you just mentioned that already. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Like, mistakes happen, man. You know, we're a human being, but you just got to keep on moving, man, you know?
Remember stuff, though.
Huh? Yeah.
They remember stuff.
Yeah.
Because they remember your personality. I've had people come back to me and be like,
you know, but again, like with you, and you know, this is the truth. I remember when I went to that Crackdown event, you know, the very first one I went to at Microsoft, you were not even there and your name came up like a million times.
That's the
thing. Because you leave that impression. And that's not a bad thing because you're hungry, you're aggressive. I'll never forget Tony Hines was like, PR people will come to me. Do you know Godfrey, you know, what's that? Yeah, who is this guy? It's like, cause you're aggressive, you know, and you kept your name out there. So I don't think that's a bad thing at all. But again, like we're saying, we're talking about this problem that we have for as much work as you do, where is it going to get you a year from now? You know, that's the problem. I mean, we can do it because we love to do it, but what's the end game?
Yeah. And the thing is, for me, you know, I have a job. I got a lot of bills. I know it's the same thing with everybody here. And it's like, I got to take it to a level like, okay, I want to get advertisements. I want to get sponsors. At the same time, keep it community/press because let's be real. We're in that level kind of. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Example is Kotaku.
Yeah.
Hey, when I think about it, I always think, I would like to be like Kotaku. Like, we see Brian around these events or whatever. It's like, you know, that's a cat that's doing his thing. You know, he has people on his staff that get paid per click, post, whatever it case may be.
Yeah.
But they're still a blog, but they have the assets to be able to basically compete with the 1UP, IGN or whatever. And again, it's not a competition. It's just, for me personally, I would like to be able to have assets to be able to cover whatever we want to cover. If I want to be able to get a preview build of something, I would like to be able to get a green disc or something a couple weeks before it releases so that that's we can have our review day one. And it's like, that's just the problem. It's like, what's
the green disc? I think once.
I mean, we have a couple times. You know, but it's like, what do we have to do to get to that point? And again, it all comes down to bottom line. It comes to numbers, you know, like I remember a year ago, there was a Microsoft had an event out here and Aaron Greenberg was here. Right. And, you know, we had all went out that night or whatever. And I was talking to him about debug unit. I'm like, yo, you know, we just want to get debug unit. That'll really help us because we can start covering more stuff. Cause a lot of third party, you know, publishers are like, hey, I'll give you a preview build or something. I'm like, yeah, but I don't have a debug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Aaron was straight up about it. He was like, what kind of numbers does your website have? How many downloads does your podcast have? Told him. And he's like, simply not enough. When you come at me with X number, I will gladly hand you a debug unit. And that's business. That's business.
People take it personally.
Yeah. That's if I'm going to hand you a $3,000 debug unit, you need to give us something back in return. In other words, we know that 100,000, 200,000 people are viewing your articles every day, every week, whatever the case may be. And that's just a random number, but you know what I mean? So that's where you, like you say, you can't take it personal. You got to say, okay, that's business.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get to that point so that I can get the assets I need? And then again, it's the whole, it's the catch 22, because can I get there without having those assets?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I mean?
I mean, I remember, let's talk about this. I don't care. I'll talk about it from what happened with us at E3.
This week.
Yeah. Like, we try to get appointments and Paris, he emailed Edelman and they emailed us back and they were like, well, we're not taking appointments with community sites, only with press. Personally, I took it personal. I'm like, look, I've been busting my ass for a long time. And it's like, you know, I've done appointments with you guys before. Why are you just, you know, saying no now? You know what I'm saying? And talking with Paris, I'm like, look, you know what's going to happen? We're going to get to E3 and we're going to set up an appointments over there at E3 once they see us like face to face. Like we wanted to go to the Gears of War party, Gears of War 2 party. And everybody's like, sorry, I can't give you the location. But you know what? Through research, you know, behind the scenes, we found out and we ended up, you know, at the party. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It's like you just got to work. You can't just sit back and wait for them to call you or hit you up. That's the thing.
And your point to that was, it was like, we knew, hey, once we're there, we're going to get access to what we need access to. Wow. But the point of it was, why can't we pre-plan this stuff? Why are you telling us that we can't make an appointment for this beforehand? It was almost disrespectful in that way.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what I say, but you can't take it personal. You have to say, okay,
it's hard.
I know it is hard, but you have, because that's why I kept telling you, it's like, you know, yeah, it sucks. We'll do what we got to do, but let's learn from it and figure out why this is happening. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's going to change if you guys start getting paid for it? If you start getting paid, you know what I'm saying, for your site, for what you're doing and stuff like that, the way that Kotaku's getting paid, Joystick's getting paid. Oh, I get money, you know, with the Xbox Live markup, which I've got stuff out there.
I get money
from that. So I'm getting paid, you know what I'm saying, like every month, every 3 months, whatever the quarter may be, whenever Microsoft wants to pay people.
Yeah.
But, and I haven't changed at all.
I haven't changed it. I've been getting paid.
So,
the thing is,
we get advertising.
I was telling this to Vicious yesterday. I'm like, more opportunities is coming up with us. And it's like, I don't change. I'm still the same. I'm still talking crap, putting hip hop here and there on, you know, on the show. I'm still doing coverage and still cool with like the smaller sites. You know what I'm saying? Like, and still keep it community. You know what I'm saying? So like, are you trying to say like, turn like a sellout? Like,
I've been around a lot of these Joysticks and GameStops and stuff like that. Last time I was around these guys, I mean, they were just really arrogant, man. It's just like, you know, I was...
Not everybody, not all.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people that I've met, they're like that, man. And, you know, I was with one guy. We were doing some stuff for Army of Two before it came out. You know, and I was doing my thing. And he was looking at me like, you know, what is this guy, you know what I'm saying, in front of me? And I was just like, man, look, you need to get away from me, dude. I'm like, you don't know me like that, man. I could be some ghetto thug from... Oak Cliff, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because you work for GameStop, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and bow down to you.
Oh, hell
no. You know what I'm saying? That's the way he was acting. Like, I'm from GameStop. You know what I'm saying? Get out of my way. And I'm just like, dude, I'll slap the, you know what I'm saying, the tick out of you, man. You don't know me, man. You just wait until I'm done and you can get your goods. It's just the way I get my goods. So a lot of those people, man, they're just really, really freaking arrogant, bro. And it's just like, I hope if you guys ever do start getting paid like that, that, you know, I don't, 10 years from now, I'm looking at Godfrey going, you know what? I knew Danny, man.
But I'm not, like, I'm not that type of person, man. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, like, I'm pretty sure they didn't start out being that way.
I always
that's
been
just
like
not
this.
From our standpoint. We're talking to Ryan about it, and it's from a Marvel and a comic standpoint.
Let's talk about Ryan, man. What you like? How was first of all, this is your first gaming community event, right? What do you think about the whole situation that we've been talking to?
It's crazy. It's interesting. It's different from anything we do in comics, at least that I've seen. You know, bringing in the community to check out. You know, we don't really have a forum to show fans or community sites, hey, this is a comic that we're doing and this is the development of it, because we just don't, it doesn't work that way. You know, we don't work that far out where we have 6 issues worth of material to show people. But, you know, even for our video games, I've not seen it on this level or the level that you guys are speaking of. So I think it's really neat.
Okay. Anything else?
One thing, just listening to you guys talk, I'm kind of wondering why you haven't gotten to whatever level to get paid, because listening to you all speak about it, how passionately you speak about the games and how well you speak about the games and to your audiences, whatever they may be, to me it's like there's got to be some thing there that can just push it over.
Well, I think it's everybody's getting, like, I'm getting paid, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? My
paid.
Xbox Live Market,
I'm not
stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get paid. I mean, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? It helps me to do stuff that I would normally have to do, you know what I'm saying? But we're not incorporated like a GameStop and IGN. We don't have like an entertainment on stock trade, New York Stock Exchange, and stuff like that. You get money from advertisers, sponsors, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you get paid. But you're not getting, like,
paid.
And I really don't know what the step is. I mean, I'm not really interested in, you know what I'm saying, getting paid like that, to be honest with you. I have a job. It's a pretty good job. 9 to 5. But, I mean, and I've interviewed for, like, EA jobs, Microsoft jobs, and stuff like that, man. When I wanted to do that, but, man, I don't want to do it anymore. That may be different with you guys.
Tell the truth, not me. Well, I really don't want that. I don't know.
Well, and again, and that's the other thing. It's like, I'm in a situation like him. The job that I have, I don't want to say I don't want to leave it, because I've been doing the crap so long. I kind of do want a change. And trust me, I would love to do this full time, but I'm realistic about it. Chances, no. But again, doesn't mean I don't like doing it. Doesn't mean like we have some advertising and stuff. We basically make enough money to cover our hosting bills and, you know, pay for, you know, other, you know, miscellaneous stuff. So basically the site runs itself. So we're not technically coming that much out of pocket anymore for stuff. Some things we still do, but, you know, but not everything. But I would love to see the site or the podcast or whatever just grow to a point where, I may still have to work full time and still do my thing. But like my partner, Jake, I tell him all the time, I would love for that cat to quit his job. And that's what he does. That's his job. You know what I mean? I would love to see that. Even if it's not me, I would love to see the people. I would love the people that write on our site, that do reviews and all that kind of stuff. We're cutting a check to them every month or whatever. You know what I mean? So again, like the point he brought up, it's like, what do we have to do to get to that next step? Why aren't we there yet? And I look at the gaming industry as the Wild Wild West right now. There really isn't.
That's true.
They don't even know what they're doing right now, because, like, you know, I'll take the whole Gerstmann Gate thing with GameStop, whatever the hell you said. Yeah, because I always confuse you too.
You're out?
No, I got somebody downstairs. One of my buddies from LA.
Okay.
So. Okay, everybody, later on, I'll see you.
There, Deacon.
Filmed out room.
Yeah.
Hot up!
See, he made me lose my train of thought. What was that?
GameStop, GameSpot.
Oh, yeah. The whole Gerstmann Gate thing. That is because the way this whole industry is set up, the video game publishers give the advertising and pay basically pay the websites. You know what I mean? Because they're the ones actually advertising. So that's why it brings into question if these paid websites can show bias or, you know, on stuff like that. Because, you know, here's Eidos running advertising on GameStop, Spot, however the hell you say it, for Kane and Lynch. And then Gerstmann gave his honest review, and then he mysteriously got fired. And the rumor was that Eidos put pressure on Ziff Davis isn't their publisher. Was it CNET put pressure on CNET to, you know, hey, pull it. You know, we're paying you all this money to advertise. You're going to give us a crap review. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's but see, because I looked at that, and that's why it's like, if you're a gaming website, you're at, like, if you're Time Magazine or Newsweek or something, you get an advertising cover from everywhere. Like, I look at N. Guy Crow say whatever the hell he want to say. Well, know why? Because there's not a gaming publisher out there that can touch him. Because if you don't want to advertise in our magazine, so what? I got freaking Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo advertising there. We're doing just fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why it's almost like the gaming websites need their revenue to come outside of gaming so that they can give unbiased opinions without pressure. But how do you do that? You know, that's why it's this round robin. Like Microsoft, let's say Microsoft could run a Ninja Gaiden 2 ad on our site, right?
Yeah.
I give Ninja Gaiden 2 a 10. People immediately call BS on that because they think, well,
oh, advertisement.
Yeah. The only reason you gave it a 10 is because you got advertisement on your site. And then my thing is, well, I can't survive and I can't feed my family unless Microsoft is paying for this advertising on my site. You know what I mean? So how do you get out of that loop?
Well, you know what I mean? For us though, we've been getting advertising with other companies that has nothing to do with gaming.
Right.
So like last year we had the US Navy, we had Panasonic, like two months ago. And there's other ones coming up, which I can't mention who it is, that has nothing to do with gaming. So I think that's how, for us, we could start in that way. You know what I'm saying? But later on, what if a company is going to come to your site and be like, hey, Paris or Jay, I want to advertise Alone in the Dark on your site. Will you say yes or will you say no?
I could not afford to say no. And that's part of the problem. Because even IGN could not afford to say no. You know what I mean? 1UP could not afford to say no. They got to run with that advertising. That's how they make their money.
Yeah,
that's how they pay their people, is when Atari comes to them and says, we want to run a full page thing on your site for Alone in the Dark. Yes, we will do that. The trick is, okay, we're running your advertisement, but your game sucks, so it gets a full, you know, and you not worry about, and Atari can't then come back and put pressure on them to say, well, why'd you give it that? Because it sucks. You know, it's you move on. Because, and, you know, looking at 1UP, that's why 1UP doesn't do anything with Ubisoft. Because Ubisoft has beef with them because they were honest, you know, and like we're talking about good people, you know, Deacon's not here now, but we're talking about good people in the whole paid industry. You know, look at Dan Shute, you know, know, Dan, I know Dan, he's a great dude. He's honest all the time. Like, you know, I've talked to Garnet, talked to Shane, you know, over there. Good dudes. I mean, Luke used to be there, but when Luke was there, Luke was the same way. Luke's at Bungie. Now he's a good dude, but now he's part of the machine. So, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just what it is. And until you can completely 100% trust that the people writing these reviews and previews and doing all that, they aren't on the quote unquote take, then what's the point I'm trying to make here? The point I'm trying to make is you can't 100% look at their review and go, okay, I know that's unbiased. I mean, we might know that, but then people see stuff like with Gerstmann. So they have to question it because the people that are paying their salary in reality are the people that are making the games.
You know what's funny about that? Like last year we got sponsored by EA. They flew us out over there. They put us on the front page of EA.com. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part, all we had to do was interview the developers from all EA, all their games, and also interview other, you know, other companies too. And it's like, we did that. I come back and I'm checking out like the feedback. And I go to GameDaily.com and they were like, what's up with this? Like, these guys are getting paid from EA. And I don't know, it was kind of fishy. Like, it seemed kind of shady. I'm like, nah,
we gave our feedback, good or bad, on our website, but they didn't really took their time to do the research about that. You know what I'm saying? But they were basically trashing us about that. You know what I'm saying?
And
now I know you this year, you have your website, and now you were doing stuff for Sony. Did you feel the same way too about that situation?
Oh yeah, because just doing the videos, it was for PlayStation.com and Gap, which is a completely different company, but everybody will look at it as Sony because it's Sony's name. And I asked a lot of PR people first what they thought of, should I do it, should I not do it? I didn't get paid. And I just try to get honest opinions about, basically all we did was get information about the game. We didn't get to offer an opinion either way. So it wasn't like I had to lie or they didn't ask me to do anything outside of what I would have done as for my site. So, but it was a weird situation. I mean, you kind of really do evaluate it over and over again. Like, is this right for me to do this? Is this, and for us, it was the exposure and the people on my side. I asked them first too what they would think, and they all supported it. So
it's all about saying, telling the truth to your readers and listeners. Like, tell them straight up, look, EA, they bought me here. Nice hotel. I have a nice room over here. Really nice. Just say the truth. I got free games. I get a lot of games. Sometimes I open it. Sometimes I just give it away. Like, I'm always been like that, honest. You know what I'm saying? But there's people in the industry that are like, where's my game? Where's my food? Where's my hotel? What's my flight? Like, that's the first thing that they ask, man. And they're the ones that are basically making it harder for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Hey, but you know what, though? At the same time, and I'm just generalizing the community, that means all of us.
Yeah.
We're making it harder on ourselves because we don't stand united as basically as the quote unquote community going to these publishers because we fight amongst ourselves. We're so worried about what the other guy got and why we didn't get it. Or, hey, why did he go to that event and we didn't get invited to that event?
Yeah.
Cannot worry about that stuff. I look at it this way. If you're talented, cream rises to the top. It eventually will. If you're talented and you're persistent, cream will rise to the top and you will have your day in the sun. Mm-hmm. But problem is,
it's not gonna.
And John Picaro on his blog was really good. Because he basically was talking about this, that the fact that there's so many websites and there's so many podcasts out there right now. If you decide, you know what, I'm sick of Spider-Man, I'm sick of Iron Man, I'm tired of this crap, I'm gonna start doing the Halo show or something, right? You want to jump in and start doing Halo, and you want to. I'm talking to the Marvel dude right now.
For the record, I'm not saying that. Anybody out there listening? Don't worry.
But you get my point. You decide that you want to all of a sudden you want to get into this gaming industry. You want to start doing a podcast. You want to put up a website and all that. You could have more talent than God doing it.
Really?
Nobody. But the problem is, because you're getting into it at this point, at this stage, no one's going to hear your voice. And eventually what's going to happen is you're going to lose interest and you're just going to fade away. But the problem with that is, okay, you went away. There's 10 other people just like you that are doing it that take your place. So again, you constantly have all these new websites popping up. Who do you listen to? All these people are going to these publishers. They don't know how to sift through them. And they just basically take the stance of, I'm not supporting any of them, good or bad. You know what I mean? So, that's the problem.
That's a challenge for us now.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
we still make it happen.
Yeah. And the reality of it is we're in a position of we were around early enough that we kind of sort of have a reputation. At least some people know who we are. Oh yeah, Godfrey, dude, Doug gets all the interviews. Yeah, let's send him some copies of Unreal Tournament or whatever. You know what I mean? You can still have
the deadliest catch.
You can still have that pool. You know what I mean? But for the new guy like you, you could have the greatest podcast in the world. I don't know who Ryan Marvel is. What is this? No, denied. And because you're not getting assets, you're not bringing new people into your site. And because you're not bringing new people into your site, you'll probably want to get discouraged and quit. It's just how it is. Yeah. I mean, we basically have our core audience. I mean, we know we can expect X amount of people every week to download the podcast, come to the website and all that. And that's cool. But the problem is, how can we get even more people to come? And then a problem for someone like you would be, how do I get 10 people to come? How do I even start? You know what I mean? And that's where we are with the community right now. And, you know, I don't, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting.
I'm not going to lie. I've been disappointed with a lot of community sites. I'm like, you know what? I don't just don't want to deal with them. I'd rather just do my thing. The people that I know that have been there since day one, been helping me out and always been cool, I'd rather just work with them instead of the other ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I tried. I had the community awards and I don't want to do it anymore. I don't. Like, I feel like people don't appreciate, you know, your help and the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been busting my ass for a long time, man. And I know a lot of people, same, you know, the same, but I just don't want to deal with that negativity part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just, it's stressful. It's like,
and again, that's part of the problem. You know, you have people within the community or whatever that think that you're getting something that they're not. So instead of just working hard to try and get the same thing, they raise a stink and they show the negative side of this. And then when you have these publishers that see that, oh, well, all they do is fight amongst each other. So why should we be throwing anything their way?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, Trina?
I've just seen in the female gaming community, I've seen a lot of backstabbing. I mean, it's horrible. And but it's like,
we're the same thing.
We get at a place, and I'm not where you guys are, but you get at a place and you're like, hell yeah, I'll help you out. You know, I'll help you. What do you need? You know, that kind of thing, or help you if bounce ideas off of. And, you know, next thing you know, they're doing something completely in your name. And, oh, so-and-so told me to contact you, this PR person straight up, you know, I need all this stuff. And you're like, whoa, there. I didn't say any of that. And I just think that people are starting to take and copy information and not credit. I mean, credit is like a big issue.
Yeah, so that's a whole other story.
It's such a problem. And we're all so willing. I don't think it's us, but I mean, it's like there's no policing. I mean, even for Leia Alexander, she now writes for Kotaku. She used to write for Gama Sutra. And to me, she's one of the top tier female journalists, serious game journalists. She's awesome. And I found some guy on some random site, completely took a full article she wrote, word for word. And I was like, what the heck? No source, no credit, nothing. Didn't even change a single word. And then I wrote her with it. And I was like, and I reported it because it was on N4G and it got a ton of hits and everybody thought it was his. And I sent it to her. She's like, well, thank you, you know, for letting me know about this. And next thing I know, he puts it at the bottom, you know, source Kotaku. And I was like, Butthead should have done that to start with. Like, it's not your shit. Then why are you going to put it on your website? No, you know?
No. Well, I'm not going to lie. There's been other sites too. Not going to mention their names, but they take our news and they don't give us the credit. And I'm like, please help me out. Like, your site gets a lot of hits. I'm trying to come up, you know, put my name up in there, you know, it will help my site. Like, you know, if let's say I have an advertisement, a banner, like an advertisement, sponsorship, whatever, that is going to help us build up, get some money, some, you know, from it and help our website with it. You know what I'm saying? So, what's up, Mr. Paris? You have to, you're almost done? Oh, yes, 11. But I don't know. It's just, I hate it, man. I even mentioned something about it last year during the last year's PAX panel, which was very controversial. And I got a lot of emails from a couple of big bloggers about that, man. So, Vicious, anything else you want to say? I don't know. Like, how you want to end it up? How you want to end up this audio right here?
It's hard. Again, the next year is going to be very interesting. I really have no answers. I don't know what's going to happen.
2007, I think, was the year like independent community sites where it really like took it to like another level. This year been the hard, like this is like what my second event this year. Last year I went to 12. That's a big drop.
Yeah, let me say this because since I have to take off, unfortunately.
Yeah, we have to finish this.
The thing that I'm noticing is you have, you know, Microsoft, obviously with the GamerScore blog, they do a podcast, all their video content, they're featured on Inside Xbox, et cetera. You have EA, you have Midway, you have Activision. They're taking They're going internal and creating their own podcasts and creating their own community personalities
and their own blogs
to represent them. Yeah. So what that does is what they don't necessarily need us the way that they may have in the past. So for us, we, you know, you got to adapt, you know, it's like evolution. You got to adapt or you go extinct. So we have to adapt to that and figure out what our niche is going to be going forward. And, you know, it's either you get in where you fit in or you go away. So the thing that I worry about is just for average Joe gamer that really isn't into all this kind of stuff. All they know is they like Madden. So they put, you know, that's real. They like Madden, you know, so it's like when I was playing Madden, I noticed you can access the Madden podcast right there in the game.
Wow.
So they see that. That's now their source for, quote unquote, community Madden news. They don't listen to what they don't listen when I say that it's a $60 roster update because they got the podcast right there in the game telling them how great it is. You know what I mean? So my worry is that this community, the quote unquote community, is just basically going to become commercialized and the real voices aren't going to be heard anymore. And you're just going to hear what EA wants you to hear about their games. You're just going to hear what Midway wants you to hear about Mortal Kombat versus DC. You're just going to hear, you're just going to hear from Activision about Spider-Man, you know, what they want you to know about Spider-Man, even though I'd say the Spider-Man game sucks. You know, they don't care what I say anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm just saying it like, you know, negative versus positive, obviously, because there's a lot of games we like too, but you're only going to hear a corporate spin on everything.
I guess infomercial.
You're going to hear infomercial. You're going to stop hearing negative things about it. You're going to have created personalities representing, again, I keep saying Microsoft because they obviously are the biggest community people, but, you know, nothing against them because, you know, I like Trixie or whatever, but all of a sudden Trixie is your face for the community. Nelson and Chris are your faces for the community or whatever. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just, and I don't say they can't be trusted. It's just, they work for Microsoft.
It's a business.
So it's, again, it's a business. So it's, I'm just using Nelson as an example. Can Nelson say that Gears of War 2 sucks?
He can't.
Can he really say that?
He can't.
You know?
We could.
And that's the point. Yeah. But if our voices are no longer being heard and they're no longer being featured, where are they going to get the real answer other than reading a review?
So if it's going to get harder and harder, you're just probably going to stop eventually?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know. Again, that's why I said the next year is going to be interesting to see for all of us. Are we talking to nobody? it's the point. Yeah, you know, that's the point I'm trying to make. Like,
yeah, welcome to Gamer Tech Radio. We have three listeners as part of the staff downloading it.
I know. Yeah. My mom's the only person downloading.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, man. I'm getting to the point that I've been thinking a lot, like, should I continue this or should I not? Like, I've been thinking a lot about that, my lady, man. But once I see that I'm getting more opportunity, that pumps me up. Like, let me continue, you know? Like, but there was a time that I'm dead serious. I think I was going to stop completely, man. You know what I'm saying? But.
Well, see, and again, I look at it this way. And this isn't meant to be arrogant. This isn't meant to be big headed or anything like that, even though I'm sure I will get emails saying that that is what I'm being right now. But I feel like I'm a pretty smart dude. Like, I look at this whole game and stuff, and I think I have a pretty valid opinion when it comes to things when I see that. And obviously someone does care about some of the stuff that I say, and I would like the opportunity for more people to hear what I have to say. You know, I'm not trying to be some star. I don't want to be some e-celeb or anything like that. I like to talk. Like I've been saying the whole time, I like to talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would suck that everything that we've been building towards over the past few years gets torn down because of a business decision or because simply, you know, a corporation says, well, you don't have enough numbers to continue. I can no longer support you. You know, it's almost a thing of with all of us, you know, like you kind of said, hey, I got into this. I got lucky. You know, I got lucky and was fortunate enough to meet people like yourself, Chris, or whatever, to help me get to where I am. You know, we all need to get lucky again, or it's gonna go away, and that's just true. You know, and I hope talking on this podcast doesn't come off as, oh, we're whining or we're bitching or anything like that. I'm just speaking my honest opinion on what I see. And, you know, like I said, I love doing this. I don't want to stop doing it. I don't need to become a millionaire from this. I don't need this.
You don't need the free game.
Yeah. I don't need the free games. I don't need this to become my full-time job. Same you know, here. I'm doing just fine. I want to just continue doing what I'm doing, but I would also like to grow. I would like our site, our podcast to just be exposed to more people. And the thing that I'm scratching my head right now is figure out how to do it, you know, and at the same time, you know, still be the person that I've been before, helping as many people as I can. You know, people come to me for advice. Like just now, I just checked my email. Someone was asking us, hey, what software do you guys use for your website? Because we're looking to start a website. You know what I mean? So yeah. I want to tell that person how to do it. I want that person to do it. But the catch 22 of that is by me saying that, I'm actually hurting myself. So I'm going to continue hurting myself because I can't. That's just my mentality. I want to help people. So
yeah.
What do you do?
That's a deep conversation. This is a conversation that could last hours and hours and it's never going to end, man. You know, mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Wow. Trina, anything else you want to... Oh, Ryan, anybody?
Yeah, I'm just listening to everything you guys are saying. I have a completely different perspective on all this because for video games, I come in as the fan, you know, more than anything. And so looking at someone like Major Nelson or Trixie or whatever, they're the gateway drug to finding more of the community sites that may pique my interest. Like, I wouldn't probably have met this group or any of these if I hadn't first saw Major's Twitter feed and then saw someone from there and then saw someone from there. So you find the corporate angle kind of leads you out into this wider world, and I find that there's all these little things with different voices and different things that get me a little bit more tweaked than, say, just the corporate side. On the flip side, I'm a publisher. I am the publisher side of, you know, a Marvel. So, and I am, you know, basically Trixie without her fashion sense. I'm doing that for Marvel. I'm like Agent M is, you know, my persona. As soon as I started there, you know, I came up with this idea to do a promotion and all this stuff. So that's what I'm doing. And so it's weird to see, you know, like I only have this voice that's basically pro Marvel. If I don't like something, I just don't talk about it. But, you know, I'm not so naive to think that the fans won't go looking for the reviews, the perspective. And I think that it's crucial to have those other voices out there. And especially I love seeing new, you know, video comic book blogs pop up and talking to people through Twitter who are like, yeah, I did this post. And, you know, like I see all these sites that I don't think they've been up for more than 10 posts, but it's cool to see them, you know, try and help them out, push them out there. I think if you have a singular voice and a vision, you can survive. It's going to be struggling for a while, but I mean, you guys are doing it and
you can't stop, man.
No, can't stop.
Right. Posting. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
Right. Give up. Yeah. Excuse me.
I think the old school mentality was, I'm going to build a site and hope for some media conglomerate buys me out and then I can work on the site full time. That's my day job. You know, yeah, that's a big thing. And now a lot of companies are pulling money back. I mean, AOL is cutting money everywhere and bloggers are asked, you know, to cut back. And it's kind of an iffy time. So for this year, we're going to really see if companies are going to take away that support money-wise to sites and blogs. And I know personally, we're going a whole nother route and, you know, we have this avenue to go, but we're looking to sign contracts with a women's television channel, you know, and we're going different routes with that way. And I'm always trying to network and try to figure out with like women magazines or, you know, and outlets. And the problem with that is we get the back, like prove to us that women want to talk about gaming because they don't care. Like, you know, and they're still in the mentality of women don't want to talk about tech or gaming or, you know, and so we're fighting all kinds of battles in the middle of trying, because I want to do this as my day job. I got so much I want to do, you know, but, you know, I'll still do it if I don't get paid. I don't care. But, you know, I think that is going to be the next year. It's going to be challenging us to find new ways, new avenues, you know, and that's where you're going to see the cream rise above like the normal, because it's just going to get too hard and people are going to be like, mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Like, this is going to be the never ending conversation. I'm already in trouble. So screw it. Yeah. But see, like what you're saying right there with that, like, again, and I'm looking at it for the people that are on the site with me. If I'm, because he's not here, because I would love for him to chime in on this. But if Jay, for example, Jay on my site, if we pulled in enough money, so that was his full time job. All he did was 100% concentrate on our website and our content and all that. And we're able to pay people to come in and blog, write editorials, do reviews, et cetera, et cetera. And you get the cream of the crop quality writers and stuff on there. I guarantee you we could compete with any gaming site out there, because dude, you know, I do what I like to call a stroll down community lane every now and again. I'll just go to other sites, mm-hmm. just, you know, under guest, and just, you know, read forums, see what people are doing, all that kind of stuff. There are some talented dudes out there. There really are. So, I mean, very talented people, and they're not getting paid a dime.
And they're not getting the props at all.
They're not getting the props, anything. But the thing is, they're spread out over these freaking 1,000 websites. You know what I mean? So it'd be real nice. And I know people listening to this that might be doing other community websites, they don't want to hear this, but it would be nice if all the talent can be brought together instead of 1,000 websites, maybe 100. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, 900 of these websites go away. Put the talent, you know, like I said, form like Voltron. Put the talent together. You know, I'll form the head, whatever. And
why the head?
And the brains. The brains and outfit. No. No, but, you know, and have these quality websites that are putting out daily content that is worth reading. It's not crap. You have a website that has a good design. It doesn't look like it's something that just got thrown off of WordPress. I mean, it's a professional looking website with professional content. If I go to your website and I see you got a review for Spider-Man, I don't know why I keep doing Marvel. I just keep doing. So you got a review up there for Spider-Man, friend to foe.
Yeah.
I can read that and be confident that it's coming from someone that isn't just what's considered quote unquote a fanboy. He's giving a real honest opinion. Mm-hmm. He's saying what he likes about it, what he doesn't like about it, et cetera, et cetera. So when I go to those podcasts and I'm listening to that, and you know, you got some fool like me on there running my mouth, you know that, hey, that dude knows what he's talking about. At least I may not agree with him, but he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's so hard to find those people because they're too spread out. You know, and again, if you condense from 1,000 to 100, all of a sudden, Microsoft, EA, Sony, Nintendo, et cetera, Activision, all those guys, they're more apt to support those websites because they know all these gamers are funneled into these websites and they're getting the traffic and they're generating, you know, the numbers that, you know, these corporate heads want to see. Mm-hmm. So we get the debug units, we get the preview code, we get the interviews, we get all that stuff, and it's a win for everybody. So I guess what I'm saying is I need someone to go ninja style and eliminate all these websites and force them into that's what I mean.
See, like us, people hate this every time I do this, but every time we get an interview that I know nobody has, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put the word exclusive. I'm gonna put it because I wanna show companies like, look, I could do the same thing that IGN, Kotaku, and all these big sites been doing for years. You know what I'm saying? And it still is like, I feel like Microsoft and all these companies, like, they don't really, I don't know, maybe I don't get it from them, maybe, but I feel like they don't appreciate the work. I don't know, maybe it's me.
I would disagree with that and say that I know for a fact, for a 100% fact, there are people, and again, I'm just using Microsoft as an example, people that know you that appreciate what you do. You know,
but I don't feel that way sometimes.
And that's the thing. It's a business, dude. I mean, you can't have John Picaro go on Gamerscore blog tomorrow and go, you know what?
I love Godfrey.
Yeah, I think Godfrey is the best. I think he busts his ass more than anybody out there. Go to GamertagRadio.com.
No, I'm not saying for him to do that.
No.
But if he do, put a nice picture of me.
Yeah, exactly. In that role.
Yeah, that role.
But that's the point. Again, that's where it comes, the public perception. All of a sudden, they favor just you. So then you have other nameless websites immediately posting comments on there, raising a ruckus. Well, what about us? We do a good job. We do this. We do that. You know what I mean? And it's like, we need to get out of this whole hater thing. That's the biggest problem of all. If that mentality would go away and the community would galvanize and you basically unite or whatever you want to call it, I think you would see more people. Basically, here's what I'm saying in a nutshell. People need to stop being so thin-skinned. Really. You know, stop being thin-skinned. Just because you got to go to the Gears of War 2 event and Cliffy B signed a Xbox 360 and gave it to you and you got all this stuff and you did all these things doesn't mean that you're necessarily better than the other website that didn't get to go this time, because maybe next year they go to the Halo 5 event
and you don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just wait your turn, be patient and understand that they can't hook up everybody every time.
And don't make it obvious online, please.
Yeah.
You look like a fool when you do that.
And that's the problem, because when you have all that going on, you know what? If people are going to complain about it, we're not going to do anything for anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
I think part of the problem is turnover in PR.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'll develop a relationship with someone and they'll move, so that I'll keep, if they stay in the gaming industry, that's great. I've got them in the next place they move to. But then, like, the next person, it's like rebuilding from scratch. I mean, especially for a smaller site, they're just like, who are you? And you got to prove yourself all over again. And it's like, man, like Edelman, when it kind of, they took over for Gamerscore blog and really kind of took over the helm of like scheduling appointments. The lady was like, who are you? Introduce yourself all over again. You know, I can get you into this, but I can't get you into these things. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I'll build my relationship with you. That's not a problem. But to have to do that every 6 months is really a chore.
And they always move around. Like, perfect example, Alicia Kim used to work for Capcom, and we used to get games, interviews nonstop. She left the company, and I'm like trying to contact Capcom. And it's like, I don't get emails back. I'm like, are you serious? You know, so it's like, it's getting harder and harder each day. Every week there's a new challenge for us, man, when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? And Paris hit me up a couple months ago. He's like, hey, are you guys, what do you think of Capcom, man? And I told him the situation. He's like, yeah, man, I'm having the same freaking problem. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, we went to E3. And I met the whole staff now of Capcom now. So I don't know if it's going to be easier. But the thing is, we have to be out there. We can't just be like sitting and just emailing them and calling them. Like, no, you have to go to events. You got to like buy your flight, you know, and go out there, man. Get your name out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, Paris, I know you're looking at your phone. You have to be back in there. I think it's going to be like a two-part.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Two-part. I mean, I could continue with this. Like, yeah,
I really should be leaving, but I mean, it's just a subject. And say, I'm actually fascinated that you're here, because like you said, you're looking at it from the fan standpoint.
He's talking about Ryan, for those that don't
know. I know, he's Spider-Man. I don't know. He's Spider-Man. But, you know, because you're just looking at it from the standpoint of, I'm a gamer, I like to play games, you know, whatever. And we obviously are passionate about this because we've invested time, money, and effort into this stuff, you know? So it's like, for me, I could not just walk away. Even if I got completely pissed off with this, whatever, got frustrated, there's no way I could just completely walk away. Put too much time into it. And you've put in way more time than I have into this. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can have thoughts of, hey, I just don't want to do this no more or whatever, but push comes to shove, you're not going to do it. Because you put too much time into it.
Wow.
Same for you. You know what I mean? And again, it's just a thing of, it's going to be an interesting 365 days. It really is. It's going to be very interesting.
We're going to have the same conversation a year later to see what happens.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be very interesting to do this a year from now and see where the community is now, because a year from now, there's going to be another revision to E3. Because, you know, let me talk about E3 for a minute. I gotta bring E3 into this. Because, I mean, obviously, like you said, when you first got into E3, this one was still a spectacle. You know, I had been going to E3 since 2001, and I was just going as Joe Gamer. My ass ain't supposed to be there, but I'm there anyway. You know, I'm all looking at the lights and just all excited. You know what I mean? And then the last few years, obviously, I've been going as, you know, part of the media, I guess is the simplest way to say it. And this E3 just, to me, was just depressing. And the irony of it is, this actually was the best for being able to play games, to get interviews, to get access to everything. But having it at the convention center and knowing what it used to be was depressing. But I mean, that's really not the issue I'm bringing up here, because what I'm really saying is, like, you talk about the turnover and all the PR people got to put a lot of faces to names at this last E3. And, you know, you got to see a lot of the other quote unquote press there too. A lot of those guys are actually getting paid to be there and do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there was at a point, you know, when we're talking about a little frustrating getting appointments like with Edelman and all that, there was a point I'd say at the second day, I wanted to say, to hell with this. You know, this is BS. Why do I have to put up with this? Why do I have to, you know, it's like, obviously I'm good enough to be here, but I'm not good enough to go behind your little green curtain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, where's the fine line on that?
But we made it happen though after a while.
Well, yeah, because that's what we do. You know, look, I was joking with Nelson about this after E3 about the Gears of War 2 party. He actually brought up a good point. He was like, well, what did you get out of actually going to that? Because we basically crashed the party. I mean, you know, let's be real.
Like, what up?
We're going.
Let's go.
But the reality of it is they did not want us there. Because if they did, they would have invited us. But we just decided we're going to go anyways. Now, we wound up getting interviews out of it. We got hands-on time with the actual game. I mean, we made use of our time being there. Uh-huh. But the reality is, they didn't really want us there. And sure, we can make things happen and basically bulldoze our way in. But that I like look at the aftermath of it and think, well, what do I have to do so that they actually want me there? You know, why didn't they want me there? What is it that I need to do so that I can be there? And again, that's why this a year from now is going to be interesting to see if perception changes with the publishers, with the PR companies, so that when we go to E3 next year, wherever it is, that this isn't an issue where we got to crash a party or whatever. And I also want to say this, because we're kind of hypocrites in this way, both of us, that we can complain about this stuff. But then at the same time, and again, that's why I tell you, I'm very appreciative of all the stuff that we get, because think about it. Microsoft came to us, invited us to that luncheon. They didn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
Me and you did the whole thing for Inside Xbox in Japan, you know? Those are things we obviously wanted to do. They invited us to do. So it's not like they're shunning us.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I know you're not saying that, but I just want to make that clear for people that are listening. So in that way, we're almost hypocrites, because it's like, yeah, they are supporting you. They're just not supporting you the way you may necessarily want them to. And looking at it that way, you know, like we talk about, well, hey, you want to be kind of press and not so much community. Press sites don't go to Inside Xbox Japan. They don't go to Carmen Electra's house for Guitar Hero, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's what community sites do. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But we gladly accept that stuff because we're not dummies. You take what you can get. But I mean, if we truly want it to be a press site, we should be turning that stuff down. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to turn it down. So in that, sense, I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite when it comes to that, because I feel
so
like.
So this whole podcast is. That was the whole point of the podcast.
Yeah, we're hypocrites. Yes. There you go.
We're going to call it the hypocrite episode.
After hour, we're the hypocrite. That's what
you just
called.
Listen to your. Foot an hour and 24 minutes for this.
Yeah, call myself a hypocrite. No, but you know what I mean, because it's like you take what you can get. But if and when that day does come that we get the backing of Marvel and I don't know, it slipped out. No, but we got the backing of a publisher or something like that to where we're generating real revenue and people are getting paid and all that. We can no longer do these community things. I think that's the point I'm trying to make. At that point, sure, you can accept that invite to the Gears of War 2 party because that's for the press. But when they ask you to go to the bloggers breakfast, you should be saying no. When they ask you to do something for Inside Xbox, you should be saying no, unless they're paying you to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Me personally, I will say no. I'll keep on going. That's more promotion.
Well, no, but that's my point. At that point, you're freaking hypocrite because, you'll take their community stuff, but you want all the benefits of being a press site, but you also want all the benefits of being a community site too. You can't have it both ways.
It's getting confusing.
Yeah, it's getting confusing. Yeah, it is. But that's the kind of stuff that I think about, you know?
But at the same thing, like, I see a kind of dangerous trend, especially with E3 just kind of, I mean, I think the press conferences were great. I think the meeting rooms were okay. If you could get into them, they were great. Otherwise, it was kind of a failure, like marketing wise, just in public perception. And I just think if E3 goes away, you are left with gamer days where the top tier get invited constantly and get flown around and whatever. And the rest of us who take our vacations to go to these events, who take our, you know, pay for ourselves to get here and stuff, we're out of the loop at that point. If E3 goes away, we are out of the loop except for at big events where all the gamers are too.
But you know who else that hurts? You know else that hurts? It doesn't just hurt us, maybe the smaller site that, you know, it's questionable if you basically can't afford to be jetting all around the country to go to this stuff. It hurts a Midway. It hurts a Gamecock. It hurts the smaller publishers that use E3. Okay, I got everybody in one spot. I can budget to be here and show off my stuff at this one place. They can't budget to have all these people flying for all these gamer days and show all this kind of stuff. It makes it harder for them because, like you said, then it's the top tier going to look at this stuff. Maybe an Engai Kroll doesn't feel that Midway's beneath him to go see. And I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But maybe he decides, I'm not going to waste my time going to that one. I'll just go to the Microsoft one. I'll just go to the Sony one. You know, and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of politics in this,
again,
man.
And that's why anyone listen to this, we're peons. This is just me looking at it from my perspective and what I see.
But we might be wrong.
I could be 1,000% wrong, but you know, it ain't just us that could get hurt by something like that. It's a lot of people that get affected, which the end result is it's going to hurt, you know, the average gamer, because now you're confused. Who the hell do I listen to? Do I even know this game is good or not? You know, because there's been no coverage of it and no one's doing previews, and you basically have to guess if that game is good because you look at the box cover, you turn it around, and the graphics look pretty and it says it's
nice cover.
Okay, I'll spend my $60 on it. You get home and you're like, shit, this game sucks. You know, where's Gamertag Radio to tell me about this game? Oh, they went away because, you know, they don't, there's community's gone, you know. Again, I'm just rambling. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's getting deeper and deeper.
Right? I'm getting too deep in this stuff. But
Ryan, you want to say anything, Ryan?
No, I was just thinking exactly what you're saying. When if you remove the community out of it, like if it's just the IGNs of the world, it definitely hurts the average, you know, probably the more educated gamers who are like myself. I have not been IGN or GameSpot, and I don't know how long unless someone sends me a link. I go to the, you know, smaller sites or different blogs or whatever more often, or get them in my RSS feeds than I would any of these big sites. I don't even really trust them as much as I would someone who's smaller, who has more of a, I don't know, more of a targeted opinion.
The thing is too, it's like some PRs don't see it that way. They are all about IGNs and GameSpot. What is it? GameStop, GameSpot, whatever. I have to go. So
I don't have one on me. Oh, and you're recording this.
Oh, sorry, my bad. But anyways, I just want to say, man, thanks. This has been a really fun round table here. It's been like, what, an hour and 30 minutes? I got to like put this in two parts. And to be continued, so Trina, please. Next year, Yeah. Paris next year, a year from now, we're gonna create a podcast. See what happens in 2009, though. Absolutely. From here from now, all right? Yep. So everybody check out GamerTagRadio.com, TalkingAboutGames.com, and also GamingAngels.com, and Marvel.com, all right?
It's about Marvel anyway.
Yeah, and also Deacon's website, Unscripted360.com, all right? Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.